This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, Obama's going to hit the campaign trail for Joe Biden. And I talked about this before. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. And I said Barack Obama is either going to distance himself from Biden, or he'll come out, he'll tepidly, he'll do some things, but you'll be able to watch how he does it to gauge what happens next. And here's what I'm talking about. He comes out. He's got a campaign for him. He can't not campaign for Biden. He supported him. He's supposed to be the Democrats' secret weapon. Little late to be deploying it, don't you think? It's more like a weapon of desperation. So he's supposed to be the guy. And he comes out and he says, yeah, I'm campaigning for him. And he's going to do, I'm going to read this story. It says he's going to make his 2020 campaign debut. Or he made it. He actually made it. When he does a drive-in rally for Biden in a must-win state of Pennsylvania. You know, because Biden's from Scranton. He's from Scranton. So he traveled to Philadelphia to campaign, and here's the whole point of it, because it doesn't matter that it happened. I'm not concerned about that. What they did was they did a drive-by thing. Yeah. They did one of these same kind of rallies. The cars can drive by and honk. And Obama's just going to stand there and wave and give a speech to nobody. Well, let me tell you, I haven't seen it. Haven't had a chance to look it up. It won't be a big deal. There won't be thousands of people coming out to see him. Black folks are not going to flock over there. It's just going to be another day. And they're going to try to make it a big deal. But here's, and I don't even care how it turned out. But here's okay, that's my prediction, and I'm going to find out. We'll verify that. Maybe you guys can look it up. But here's what I'll tell you. You can gauge what Barack Obama, what his feelings are and how this election goes with what he does after this. Does he, because I don't know if they're saying he's going to go into multiple places, because they're talking about it being the final stretch. Here's what it says. A two-term Democratic president was reportedly, they're talking about he was skeptical. Skeptical. But with this particular thing, here's what they said. The Democratic stalwart pulled a vanishing act during the competitive and crowded primary process, but finally threw his weight behind his loyal VP in April once he was clearly the party's nominee. Obama and First Lady Michelle have headlined a number of virtual rallies for Joe Biden, hauling in enormous sums, including an $11 million fundraiser in June. But Thursday's drive-in rally will be the former commander-in-chief's first in-person campaign stop. So it is today. So anyway, here's my point. They've raised all this money, the Obamas have. I guarantee you, it's staged. This is not some overwhelming thing for Biden. They want you to believe that, because there was a month where Biden outraised Trump. And you could go, oh, Kevin, you're changing your mind. No, I don't think this campaign has been about money. When Trump outraises Biden and team, it is a big deal because there's no orchestration. It's strictly we need money. We're going to spend it here. When Biden raises money, I know there's no enthusiasm. So I know there's orchestration. That's the difference. So anyway, when the Obamas, they raise $11 million. Yeah, Joe, Barack Obama, with the people that still believe in him, he can do that for Biden at the high level. But if you think Barack Obama convinces black people to go vote for Joe Biden, I disagree. Now, they went on to say this, and you know this. The two-term Democratic president was reportedly skeptical of Biden's White House bid and failed to come to Biden's aid even as he floundered during the primary and finished fourth and fifth in Iowa and New Hampshire. But as the 2020 race enters its final stretch, Obama has re-entered the political arena and delivered a number of public remarks with withering rebukes of President Trump. Now, here's what I'll tell you. And I love this part. Obama's final schedule hasn't been released, but CNN reported last week he will visit multiple states where early voting is underway. Do you guys remember the Clinton tour that they were going to take? You remember that Clinton tour? And it started out towards the end of the year. I don't remember what year. And I told you that tour will not continue the following year. You heard anything more about it? Watch where Obama goes. Watch what he does. Watch how they do these rallies. Think about this. I'm going to give you something to think about. Barack Obama is supposed to be super popular, right? And so is Joe Biden. What better thing to do than to put those two together? And let's go ahead and bring in, you know, Kamala, mattress back Kamala. Let's bring her. Hold a big rally. Pick it. Pick it anywhere. Use social distancing. Put it in a big cornfield where nobody has to stand anywhere close. And here's what I'll bet you. I'll bet you money. They can't get 500 people to show up. Not, I'm talking unpaid. I just want to go see them. You know what? Let's be on the safe side. 1,000. They can't do it. Let me tell you what happened to me. I go almost a month apart. I go to St. Louis. Almost 3,000 people come out to see the crowd that we had. There was not a Trump. There wasn't a VP. There was nobody from the administration. 3,000 people. I went back, and another 1,000 or 1,500, I didn't do the count, showed up for the next rally. Nobody, no notables. I mean, I don't think they came to see me. So this is what's going on. And what Obama is doing is he's testing the water. He's saying, look, Joe, I'm going to get out here. I'm going to see if I can give you some cover. I'm going to see if I can help you. But if I can't, I'm going to distance myself. I am not going to take responsibility for this loss. See, Barack Obama's already got a loss under his belt. Hillary was a little heavier than he thought when he was training to carry her across the finish line. He couldn't hoist her over his shoulders. He commenced to drag her. And Trump trotted by with ease. And he won. And he's going to do it again. And I don't care if Barack Obama could raise $50 million, $100 million. You know what? Make it $250 million. It ain't going to help Joe. All the commercials, all the places where he's spending money, fine, spend it. He just spent a fortune here in Arizona. Trump flies through, gets more coverage, has more people energized. Do you think that's it? Do you think that the people that came to the rallies, that's all that matter, that's all they care? You haven't followed these rallies. There are more people waiting to get in usually than they're there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
By the end of this broadcast, you will be convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump will win the election. Not that I haven't told you. Go to YouTube and search for Kev Talks. And you'll find them. I think you can find my Kev Talks. And when you do, you're going to find out how I predicted, yet again, correctly, that Donald Trump will be reelected. Welcome to the program. Glad you guys are here. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. We do respond back to your messages, so I hope you call. I hope you write. Do whatever you need to do. And by all means, download the show and tell people about it. So, censorship. Kayleigh McEnany was forced off of Twitter. They made her take down a story that was a legitimate story. It was a New York Post story about Hunter Biden, the crackhead. And what she says, I'm back and I will not be silenced. Twitter's goal was to silence me, but they won't win. Looking forward to Jack being subpoenaed by Senate Judiciary. And Jack, who owns Twitter, is having to do just that. He's going to have to go stand before the man and explain why he would censor a story that's legit. Go do your homework. Where are your fact checkers? So I was asked on I did a TV show out of France, and they asked me, Kevin, what do you think about all this censorship and stuff going on? Do you think, you know, is the United States going to react to this? Are they going to do anything? And I said, yeah, the DOJ is already looking to break up Google. And here's what the story says. The lawsuit will allege that the tech giant has engaged in anti-competitive practices to protect its search and search advertising business. This is what the Wall Street Journal reported. It says Google has frozen out competitors through contracts between the tech giant and browsers, carriers, mobile phone manufacturers that give Google such prime standing as a default search engine across a variety of platforms as to bar any competitors from beginning to compete with the tech giant. Google search queries make up roughly 80% of all those in the U.S. See, this is, go back and do some study, folks, on J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, and who's the other guy? Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, and there's one other. I can't remember who at the time now. But these guys were battling it out for supremacy. J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, and Rockefeller. That was who I'm trying to think of. And richest guys in the world, and I talked about this the other day, richer than the entirety of the government. And those three together, I mean, it was crazy. They ran the government. And they were ruthless in many ways. And that's exactly what we've got right now. We've got Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and they're ruthless in their negotiations and how they get things done and who can say what. And they literally are running the country. And people are finally going, wait a minute, this is crazy. So there was a lawsuit following an investigation into Google, and the investigation took a year. And then they had a wider investigation into just Silicon Valley in general for these anti-competitive practices. Remember, these are the people that they even had cabals where they said, you can't steal each other's employees. So if you worked for Google and Apple was looking for a guy with your position, they had already predetermined that you can't move. So they limited people's mobility. They got sued over that. I'm telling you, they're doing the same things at a high-tech level that Carnegie, Mellon, and J.P. Morton, I mean, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Morgan did. Same thing. They're putting people, limiting your ability to move from job to job. They buy you out with stocks. They give all kinds of non-disclosures. You can't do anything on your own. I mean, it's literally a high-level version of what these other guys were doing. So what they wanted to do recently with this story is they wanted to put the kibosh on the Hunter Biden story. And for good reason, this story endangers the Democrats' entire program. As soon as the story leaked, the Democrats crapped their pants. It was a brown underwear moment for all. But then they went into cover-up mode. And Democrats excel at cover-ups. That's why they always bring up Watergate. Because Watergate is a chili pimp cover-up compared to what these clowns are doing. So many of these cover-ups came from practice. Obama's administration was full of these scandals that Barack Obama kept under wraps. And I want you to think about this. We now know that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptops since 2019. Democrats knew this because they had copies of the hard drives. And Congressman Adam Skank Schiff and others used the very scandal created by the Bidens to try to impeach a sitting president. I want you to let that sink in for just a second. The Democrats knew that Hunter Biden was involved in questionable deals in Ukraine, China, and elsewhere, likely set up by his father, and they made his father their Democratic candidate, and they've tried to hide what Hunter Biden's doing to the level that if you post something, you get in trouble. We were on lockdown because of a story we posted about Hunter Biden. Legitimate story. And not only was it legit, I'm an opinion guy. We just gave our opinion. Democrats are sitting folks at the edge on the rim of an active volcano about involving their lies and their skullduggery and all the things that they tried to do to get President Trump. And Mount Vesuvius exploded on them in the name of Hunter Vesuvius Biden. The potential to blow the lid off the Democrats' game. And so the social media giants had to get involved. They want to crush it. Kevin Jackson, how dare you post that story that outlines the truth about what the Bidens did? Haven't you learned anything? Now, I want to believe this blackout occurred because my team is relevant. But regardless, who is Facebook or Google or Twitter to determine whose opinions can see the light of day and whose can't? See, that's what the war of ideas is about. How do they determine what I can post or how often I can post? They told me, you're posting too much. That was my message on my site. But it gets worse, folks, because my buddy Milt sent me this message, and Milt said, Joe Biden might be suffering some severe cognitive decline, but he was lucid enough during the Obama administration to know that he needed to avoid directly being associated with his nefarious activities. So he needed a proxy, an intermediary. Enter Hunter Biden. Joe Biden stand in to protect his father's corrupt entanglements. It should be clear that Hunter did not go on those Air Force Two trips. He was taken along by Joe Biden to be his shadow recruit, to shield Joe and provide a modicum of implausible deniability. Milt, I think you're on to something, my friend. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, we're talking about censorship. We're talking about what the Democrats are willing to do to cover this thing up. But I believe we've been talking about the wrong person. And for later in the broadcast, I'm going to talk more about this, and I'm going to give you the proof of how we're going to beat the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is warning Americans Iran and Russia are attempting to sway American votes via emails stolen from voter data. FBI Director Christopher Wray says not to worry, the FBI is on the case.
Even if the adversaries pursue further attempts to intimidate or attempt to undermine voter confidence, know that our election systems are resilient, and you can be confident your votes are secure.
Former CIA official Dan Hoffman tells Fox News Americans should be aware.
Well, first and foremost, reporting that Iran and Russia stole our voter registration data. There's no indication that they accessed our election infrastructure, no indication that they've interfered with election tallies. What I took away from last night's briefing was this was indications and warning to our citizens.
As tonight's presidential debate between the president and Democrat nominee Joe Biden takes place in Nashville, 9 p.m. Eastern, new reports say President Trump is getting much more support from black Americans than he did in 2016. Jason Whitlock from OutKick.com tells Fox News momentum for Trump is growing.
I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly I think with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump. There's been a charade, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump. And that facade is starting to end. And look at the money he's directed from the federal government toward HBCUs. This deal he's negotiated with Ice Cube about the platinum plan, he may actually follow through on it.
President Trump had 14% of the black American men vote in 2016. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we're losing, why is the left so scared? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They got the polls in their favor. Biden's leading double digits, right? But Google is censoring us. Facebook is censoring us. Twitter is taking down the president's press secretary. They don't want a story to get out. We're winning, right? I mean, we're losing. We're supposed to be getting our butts kicked, man. I mean, we're not just losing. We're getting crushed. And yet, the Democrats don't act like winners. If you're getting crushed, or, you know, there are many of you that go, Kevin, the fix is in. If the fix is in, they seem to be scrambling a lot. They won't do anything that indicates their popularity. Barack Obama's hitting the campaign trail, starting out in Philadelphia today. And what are they? Drive-bys? We're going to have cars driving by and honking. They did the thing with Kamala Harris. There's a 14-minute video. They never pan the audience. She's walking around the stage like she's Miss America. They never show the audience. Your horns. In fact, Joe Biden did his deal somewhere. I don't know where. One of the battleground states. And you know what they do? Guy was honking the horn the whole time. Hey, speaking of battleground states, I'm just giving you a little bit of food for thought. Conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. If the Democrats have it in the bag, why are they unleashing their secret weapon, Barack Obama, in battleground states? If they're winning in all the battleground states by double digits, why is Biden suddenly campaigning in battleground states? I thought Texas was in play. I heard Texas was in play. They're beating Trump so bad that he's going to lose the red states. Where's that? Let me put it to you this way. Trump has said, We have our own polls. We're going to execute exactly the way our plan, you know, we're going to do. And they've never wavered, not one bit. We're going to pummel the battleground states. We're going to have people on the ground. We're going to continue doing rallies. I'm going to show you the level of enthusiasm we have. I'm going to continue calling the media the liars and the scumbags and the skanks that they are. And I'm going to prove to you their lies, and everything they say will be undone. I'm going to be in their face. I will go into the belly of the beast to do this because it is too important, and I won't let it go. Biden goes, hey, you know what? It's a wrap. It's 10 a.m. Jeez, I'm kind of tired. Or, you know what? I know this thing with Hunter came out, so I probably ought to take a break a little bit here and not come out until the debate. Yeah. Oh, is that confidence? Yes, my producers are like, well, Kevin, if he's not debating, isn't that confidence? Oh, you're trying to be smart? You think you're smarter than I am, kid? No, it's not. It's not. He's hiding. It has nothing to do with confidence. First thing he comes out saying, it's a smear campaign. It's Russian misinformation. And the FBI goes, no, sorry. It's not. We did all we could, but no, it's not Russian information. It is Hunter Biden stuff. So this buddy of mine says that Joe Biden is the real culprit here. See, there's no denying what Hunter Biden did. He's a misguided dude. Hunter Biden's been misguided for a long time, and I theorize that Hunter Biden is misguided because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's treatment of Hunter's mother is what I believe drives his behavior. I'm no Dr. Phil, but I believe this is the case. He bonded more. He was a younger brother, bonded more with his mom. She dies in a tragic accident that Joe Biden tries to say is over a drunk driver, which was a lie. And then we find out more about Joe. He wasn't just crooked. Joe was a bad dude. Not as bad as Corn Pop, but he is a bad dude. So Milt sent this message saying Joe may be suffering from cognitive decline, but he was lucid enough during the Obama administration to know he needed Hunter. And that's where we are, folks. Joe, he denies knowing anything about Hunter's stuff, but he did know. And I got to tell you, it flies in the face of common sense. It flies in the face of logic. To Milt's point, how did Hunter get invited to go on those trips with his dad? Joe Biden was on official business. Why would he take his son on Air Force Two, a crackhead? What, were there better drugs there? Could he get them cheaper? Are they like our prescription drugs and they want to go to Canada to get them? Why would you take your crackhead son? Other than to keep an eye on him and have Secret Service say, watch him. Don't let this knucklehead go anywhere. Maybe Jill couldn't watch him, you know, because they got to trade off on watching Hunter. When you look at the timelines, it's also clear that things happened favorably to Hunter after each visit. It's uncanny how it happens. So the question I have is, who set these meetings up? How would Hunter Biden know who to meet with and what to discuss? I mean, look, guys, he must be the smartest crackhead on the planet, because if you said to me, Kevin, you're going to go to Ukraine and set yourself up in business with a bunch of Ukrainians, and I would be like, well, okay. So is there a liaison? Is there somebody I can talk to? I don't know any Ukrainian. The only Ukrainian I know is a guy named Andriyashko. He was he used to do massages. And he was a distributor of electronics for years. And then he got out of that and went into massage therapy. That's the only Ukrainian I know. I used to do martial arts with a friend of mine. His name is Igor. And Igor was from a different Russian place. But he was Russian, not Ukrainian. Those are the only people that, I mean, I don't even know who to go to. I wouldn't even know where to start. But Hunter knew. How did he know these people? I mean, they got names of Wokolokleski and Bolisky and Wokolokleski. We're not talking about Carl and Charles and Bill and Fred. Fred Jones and Walter Williams over there. No, these are people. These are not mainstream, you know, people that you hear about. And you go, oh yeah, that guy. Denzel, you know, if you said to me, Kevin, go to Hollywood and get started. We're going to give you some money, enough money to make a film. Make whatever film you want. I automatically go, oh geez, I'm going to contact Denzel Washington. I'll tell Denzel I got a bushel full of money. Let's make a movie. I know where to get started. I wouldn't even know where to get started in Ukraine. Fly over and, you know, do you look in the yellow page? How would Hunter have done this? So my question was, how did this conversation go for Hunter to join the trip? Did Joe go in there, hey, kid, what are you doing today? And Hunter's like, oh, Dad, just smoking some crack and, you know, having sex with a couple of underage girls. Say hello to my dad, girls. Hi, Vice President Biden. And Hunter, and Joe says, well, hey, listen, if you're interested in breaking the routine, kid, why don't you join me in Ukraine and let's see if we can get you into an international scandal involving crack and sex with underage girls. What do you say, kid? Come on, man. You could go and you know the thing. So let's face it. Ukraine, folks, is not exactly the place where crackheads go to vacation. If Joe Biden says, hey, kid, you seem like you're in a funk, why don't you come with me to Hawaii? I could see Hunter going. But he says, hey, Hunter, you seem a little down in the mouth, kid. Why don't you come with me to Ukraine? Said no father ever. So even with pops, I'm going, the Bidens had an agenda. They almost undoubtedly worked out these details on Air Force Two during the trip. But Biden says, no, we never talk about Joe Hunter's business. Well, how did he get all this clout? And as I said, they set up the meetings and Hunter had his role to do and they played it to perfectly. And only somebody with Joe Biden's clout and his motivation could clear a path for Hunter. That's the only way that gets done. Breitbart has a photo of Biden posing with oligarchs Kinez Rakishi of Kazakhstan, who once reportedly explored business with Biden's son, Hunter Biden. They published this photo last year at an anti-corruption website called Kazakhstani Initiative on Recovery Assets. It's called K-I-A-R, K-I-A-R. And it purports to show Biden, both Hunter and Joe, together with Kazakhstan's former prime minister, Karim Masimov. And if you go to the story on Breitbart, they elucidate all the people involved in what, like I said, these all people have crazy names that I don't even know. It's like reading Harry Potter to me to try to keep up with everybody. But here's what I can tell you. If Joe Biden wants to have plausible deniability, he took way too many pictures. He had way too many meetings that people are now figuring out. Everywhere he went after every meeting, Hunter got a fat contract. So I'm anxious to see how the Democrats describe it. When we get back, let me tell you how you're going to know Trump's going to win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single advantage. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and should qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The numbers are in on early voting. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show. You've been worried. I know. You're worried. Oh, Kevin. Is he going to win, Kevin? Is Trump going to win? He is. I already gave a video about it. It's on YouTube. Look at Kev Talks. Spread the word on Kev Talks. I had a lady say to me, how do you not have millions? And I said, well, sadly, YouTube deleted me years back. But I'm going to have millions, and I need you guys to help me. More than I can tell you, I need you to help me. So spread the word. We've been talking about radio and all that. We do. I need you to download the show. I need you to tell people. But I need my YouTube channel built up. We got a lot of plans for that. Early voting in Texas started only a week ago. I'm reading this. But the Lone Star State already leads the U.S. in turnout. In fact, more Texans have now cast their ballots for the upcoming presidential election than the total number of people in the state who voted for then-Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump in 2016. I'm going to stop there and tell you, you're afraid. See, because that's good news right there. Texas is a red state. I know, Kevin, there's a bunch of illegals voting, and who knows, dead people are voting, ghosts and all. Yeah, yeah, you can think of it that way. You like thinking of the cup as half empty. I refuse. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm an optimist. Mm-hmm. So I know what's happening here. People are coming out in droves. More with only 20%. What they say? Far more people have voted. They said that's about, I think they said 20%. Did I read that? They said more have now cast their ballots for the upcoming presidential election than the total number of people who voted then. I thought I saw a percentage. Anyway, they said that's about 4.7 million people who have voted ahead of Election Day, according to the U.S. Elections Project. Just over 4.68 million votes previously cast for Trump, who won the state by 9 percentage points in 2016. This figure contributes to an immense wave of enthusiasm sweeping across the country, which is on track to shatter records for early turnout. Who said to you? I gave you a hint with just the body language and the way I said that. But who said to you? What black radio host, who's number one in all of Africa, said to you that Donald Trump would win in a landslide? That Donald Trump would break records on the number of people who vote for him in the popular vote? There will be no question about Donald Trump's popularity at the end of this vote. There will be no need to count ballots. There will be no saving of the people. You know, like, oh, well, we got to make sure that this is a real election. Donald Trump is going to beat Joe Biden so bad in so many places, Joe Biden's going to think he got his butt kicked by 14 people. Here's what they go on to say. This figure contributes to an immense wave of enthusiasm sweeping across the country, blah, 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 blah. They said, with 2 weeks left until November the 3rd, at least 35 million so far have voted by mail or in person, according to data collected by the U.S. Elections Project. That represents nearly a quarter of the total votes counted in 2016 in the 2016 presidential election. Similar to Texas, early voters in key battleground states such as Florida, Wisconsin, and Michigan have also exceeded 20% of their total 2016 turnout. Now, that's where I got the 20%. I knew I had it somewhere. I saw it. So what we're saying, folks, is this is the largest early voting turnout. The Democrats, be careful what you wish for, Democrats. See, they think, oh, it's going to give people a lot more time to vote. You got to be motivated to do it, even early. And what is happening right now is you got people that have said, I'm going to get my vote in, and then I'm going to go continue to push and get other people to go, and I'm going to get them there, and I'm going to get them there for the guy that I want to win. And let me tell you, even people, the Democrats that are in these offices, in these cities, and they think, I'm going to take my old Aunt Edna. Aunt Edna's going to get in that voter's booth and pull the lever for Donald friggin' Trump. Now you say, Kevin, I'm so scared, man. I mean, how do you know, man? You got a lot of confidence. Okay, I do. I do. I want you to understand, my confidence is not born. Confidence is not born of ignorance. It is born of understanding what's happened. So let me give you some ideas. This was the New York Post in 2020 on June. Trump's primary vote totals. Now, I talked about this. I reminded you guys. I said, look, you got to get away from all this other noise. That's just noise. Let me give you some real stuff. This is what they wrote. New York Post. With no serious challengers for the Republican Party nomination and high approval numbers among the GOP's rank and file, Trump could not have cruised through the spring campaign Trump could have cruised through the spring campaign season like most incumbent presidents do. So what they're saying is, he didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to do rallies. Donald Trump did. He could have laid low on Twitter. He had it in the. He had it going, man. He was like, you know, I mean, Barack Obama in 2012 was coasting. He was the candidate. They weren't changing out baby black Jesus. Trump knew he wasn't going to get changed. But they said instead he traveled to 18 states for campaign rallies, spent more than $155 million to rack up high primary vote totals for a nomination he had no chance of losing. Now, see, what they're implying is that Trump went out and he bought his way into these high numbers that I'm about to share with you. He did no such thing. Donald Trump got in a plane, said, throw together a rally up in Pennsylvania. Where'd he go? That city, I forget the name of it. Little bitty town, 18,000 people, something like that. Donald Trump had 20-something thousand people. He more than emptied out the city. I had friends call me, tell me, Kevin, you can't even get around here. It was in Pennsylvania. Hershey. Wasn't it Hershey? Couldn't even get into the... He goes, traffic, shut down, turning cars around. Town of 16,000, 18,000 people. Trump emptied it out. Says, I don't remember any uncontested primary campaign for a sitting president like this. Stony Brook University professor Helmuth Norpoth told the New York Post. People don't normally turn out in large numbers for a race without a challenger. You following? Trump didn't have a challenger. It was a symbolic vote in the primaries to go vote for Trump because he was going to win regardless. But here's what the guy goes on to say. In 23 of 27 states that held primaries, both this year and 2012, when Obama ran for re-election, Trump has racked up higher raw totals than Obama did, often doubling or tripling his predecessor's numbers. His primary vote totals also beat Bush's in 2004. The numbers are staggering. They're staggering. That's why I want you to understand everything you're seeing falls in line with the logic of the primaries. Do I need to remind you, Joe Biden running unopposed in Kentucky got 57% of the vote. Joe Biden in New York running unopposed got 71% of the vote. That's a state he's going to win. And he couldn't get all the Democrats to support him. Almost 30% of Democrats are going, no thank you. You think Trump is experiencing that? They said the high Trump turnout showed up not only in reliably Republican states like Montana and Arkansas, but even in deep blue strongholds and purple states that Joe Biden hopes to flip in November. I love this. It's so fun. In Michigan's March primary, Trump's, listen to the numbers, folks. I'm going to round it so you don't have to pay too close attention. 639,000 votes dwarfed the 174,000 votes that Obama notched in 2012. Do I need to give these numbers to you again? 639,000 versus 174,000. If you round Obama's numbers up to 200,000, Trump was still three times more. Three times more in a primary that he is solidly going to win. 639,000 people and change got off their butts and went to vote for that guy. Do I need to go back and talk about these early primary numbers? I mean, these early voter numbers for the election? Trump scored, get this, 713,000 votes in Ohio, more than twice Obama's 2012 total of 286,000. And you want to be scared. These early voters are voting early and often for Trump. That's the deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.